With any luck, future Lex will thank me. But current Lex is pretty annoyed at Ellipsis current Lex.
Your daily Lex.
This is going to be the last year daily Lex for several weeks. I apologize. I'm going to Italy tomorrow. The flight leaves at 5:15 p.m. and it lands in Rome at 7:30 in the morning. And that's our first full day in Rome. We've got a full agenda that day, which means I've got to be well rested, which means I've got to sleep on the plane. So I've been waking up earlier every day for the past 4 or 5 days. This morning was a 4:15 wake up. And today was my first no caffeine day of this journey. And then tomorrow will also be an early wake up, I think 4 a.m. And again, no caffeine. The whole goal is, how can I be tired at 5:15 or maybe 6 o'clock on this plane when it takes off? How can I sleep for at least 6 hours on the plane? That's the goal. And the way I'm trying to do it is by exhausting myself. Now, literally, while I'm recording this, I had to pause because I got texts from the airplane or from the airport. From the airline. That's the word. See, I am tired. United's like, hey, your flight could be delayed. They also were like, hey, there could be people on strike in Italy at the airport, but that's not for a couple of days, so I think I should be okay. But they're like, hey, there's going to be thunderstorms, so your flight may be delayed. Feel free to change your flight. But there's nothing I can change my flight to. So that's not really an option. But yeah, I got to crash on that plane. Not in the disturbing way, but in the falling asleep quickly way and staying asleep for the duration of the flight. So I'm working to equip myself to be in a good position to do so by being very tired now. Other things you should know. Drove my kids to camp. That's 4.5 hours each way. Always exciting to drop them off. And like then when we were there, we get them unpacked and then we leave. Like we're not there very long. Because there's this weird point where they're like, okay, now I'm with my parents at camp, but the camp is my parents' free place. So go. They never want us to go, but they also never want us to stay. It's this weird thing. Like we don't overstay our welcome, I guess. And the GPS took us home an unusual way, which might be a usual way, by which I mean usually when we go home, we stop at a charger. But I was like, we don't need to. We've got plenty of miles. Let's go straight home. And so when I told the GPS to navigate us straight home, it took us on a bunch of local highways, local roads. And it might have been the more direct way, but it's annoying to drive at like 45 and 55 and with traffic lights and with a bunch of other cars. And I might prefer to do the highway where you can pass people and go 70-something. I don't know. I'm too tired to do this. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I hope you have a wonderful couple of weeks while I am traveling all over Europe. You'll be missed and loved, dear Your Daily Lex listener. And hopefully, I'm going to sleep a ton on this plane tomorrow. And it's going to leave on time and land on time. Okay?
Lex.